Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Hello! And welcome to the Training Camp Podcast for Thursday, August 6th. The gang is all here today. Eric, Andy, and Paul. We have two practices today. One is in the books. The other one is the season ticket holder only event, which is tonight. So because of that, we're going to hit you before that practice so as not to make you wait around to the wee hours of the morning before you get your update on Patriots practice. Shorts and shells today, which marks only the second time all camp that they have done that. So four altogether out of the 15 practices, not in full pads. This morning was one of them. I thought, guys, despite that, a lively practice and a lot of spirited competition in what has become one of our favorite moments, another one of those competition plays to close out practice. Overall thoughts for you guys?
I thought it was very spirited as well, and it's been helped out by the fact that the annual tradition of bringing the referees into camp to help out with some of the new rules and their taking part in the drills has really lent itself to that. It's become more of a game-like situation. Things are on the line. Laps, most notably. The loser seems to get to take the lap around the field. And, it's proving that it's raising the level of competition and excitement, and I think the fans are sensing that, too, because they can tell that the players are getting excited. The coaches are yelling stuff out. It's very competitive on both sides, and I think we saw that today at the end of practice.
Paul, as our cover said this week on Patriots Football Weekly, competition reigns in Foxborough, especially on the defensive side of the ball. That's the thing that stuck out the most to me is all the various combinations that have been used along the defensive line, in part due to injury, but then certainly at linebacker, cornerback, and throughout the secondary. And it's not, you look on offense and, okay, Joey Galloway, Randy Moss, and Wes Welker on the field this morning. You have competition, but let's be honest, it's competition for the scraps. When the season starts, if healthy, Moss, Welker, Galloway, and company are going to be on the field with Tom Brady. Defensively, I am seeing all kinds of combinations at linebacker. You got Rob Ninkovich, a new guy, getting some reps with his hand down in the dirt on the edge. Pierre Woods is in front of Adalys Thomas with his hand down. Guyton and Mayo moving around the middle. Paris Lennon. Then, obviously, you get out to cornerback where, again, there's some injuries, but all over the field, Butler and Chung's rolling up in the slot, and McGowan's in at safety, and just all these different bodies, and they're legitimately competing for starting jobs, playing time roles on this team. I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but right now it's leading, I think, to some pretty fun practices to watch, and it can only be a good thing moving forward at some point.
Yeah, and we mentioned that they will practice in the stadium tonight for the season ticket holders. I think because of that, there were a couple of extra guys not on the field for the morning practice, and Andy touched on a few of them. I will really quickly run through these. Joey Galloway, Jonathan Wilhite, Tank Williams missed his first practice so far in camp. Sean Springs, Teddy Bruschi, Al Johnson, Stephen Neal, George Bussey, Ryan O'Callaghan, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Benjamin Watson, Lee Kevin Smith, Myron Pryor, Richard Seymour, Tully Bantakane, and Jarvis Green. Now we are down to four players on PUP with Darrell Richard returning yesterday. So the other four, Ornberger, Lavore, Ty Warren, Sean Crable, they remain there. Brandon Tate remains on NFI. And Vince Wilfork, who missed Wednesday's work to be with his wife, Bianca, as they welcome their third. I didn't read the updates on that. Anybody get – did they have the child? Everything go well? I'm getting a nod from the doc. I didn't actually see that in any of the papers this morning, but we knew that she was due to be induced on Wednesday. So he was back to work today. One of the things that I thought, guys, was kind of fun to watch was during some of the team periods that they did later on in practice, using a lot of tight ends in goal line situations – in passing drills. Normally when you see the extra tight ends, it's a stacked running formation mm-hmm. down around the goal line. But I thought from some running formations, they looked like they were working on some passing drills, which I thought were fun. And I thought the defense looked pretty good in those. There weren't a lot of large areas to throw the football in, which is to be expected down in the goal line.
Yeah, good. I think the tight end position has been interesting so far this year because while nobody has really stood out, nobody has really looked all that awful either. We mentioned, I think, that Chris Baker has looked maybe a step a little slow at times in getting to the spot where he needs to be in the timing patterns in this offense. But he's been getting open, which is encouraging. It's just I think he might not have the kind of breakaway speed that we expected him to have coming out of here. But and with Benjamin Watson being out, it's really been a pretty even competition at that spot at tight end. But you're right, Paul. That drill, when they're down in the goal line, the defense obviously has a little bit of an advantage because there's less room to work in, and some plays
were
made.
Especially with that personnel out there,
right,
I think.
Right.
Paul, I've been struck by the fundamentals in camp, and I mentioned it earlier this week talking about all the open field tackling that they've done, much of it live. I've also noticed a lot of footwork drills on all positions, whether it's inside linebackers working, trying to protect their feet as they scrape out to the outside and get their hands down as Patricia throws the heavy ball at them. Today, Bill Belichick actually took over running the big ball and was rolling it first off at Kevin O'Connell and Brian Hoyer, and then flat out picked it up and threw it at him when they were in their drops. And had he hit him, probably would have knocked him on their can because the ball is weighted and it's like an old-fashioned cannonball. But I thought all the quarterbacks there that were in that drill showed some pretty good footwork to avoid it. And I think even today, the tight ends coming off the line of scrimmage, Matt Patricia, I believe it was, or one of the coaches, was swinging a bag at their feet, just trying to get them caught up a little bit in the wash that they would encounter there at the line of scrimmage. So maybe more so than I have in the past, I've really noticed a lot of that fundamental-type drills throughout the different positions and throughout practice.
Now, I agree with you, Andy, on that. And just to add to that, even today we saw special teams getting some of that fundamental work in with punt block drills that Bill was really closely involved in.
Multiple groups all over the field, correcting
the technique in terms of the angle you want to take, how you want to get outstretched and whatnot. So, yeah, I agree with you, Andy. I think there's been a little bit more stress of the old-fashioned football technique work, fundamentals.
And maybe that's in due in part to some young players. I mean, you look at the two quarterbacks that were getting the ball thrown at them. It's Hoyer, the rookie free agent, O'Connell, the second-year player, even though he may be the backup on this team. Linebackers, you obviously have Mayo and Guyton and Pierre Woods, a pretty young group there, something that actually Mayo even brought up, the average age of the group, yep, lowering quite a bit from last year. Yep. And in the secondary, a ton of young players. So, a bit of a transition here, at least on the defensive side of the ball, to some young players, and maybe you need to focus early on at least a little bit more on those fundamental skills.
The one fundamental that they never work on in camp is tackling. And that's still a little bit of a concern for me for certain players on this team who have a history of not tackling very well. And when it comes game time, and especially in camp, even when they have full pads on, they're really not hitting full speed like they would in a game. So when they start playing these preseason games, I'm going to be interested in seeing if some of these guys who've had tackling issues in the past have worked on that at all this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, more of that, Andy brought it up too, more of that this camp than most. They don't almost ever tackle at all during camp, but they have had a period pretty much every day where they've gone one-on-one with a guy with the ball,
the
a ball carrier
drill type thing,
and a tackler, and they've actually taken the ball carrier to the ground, which in past camps that I've been familiar with, they haven't really done. But that's going to be about it for the morning practice today. Again, shells and shorts, but I thought some good tempo to it, and Andy and Eric are right. The fundamentals were really stressed, and I would look forward to a very spirited effort tonight. I think it's going to be a high-energy practice in the stadium tonight. You can check out Eric's blog. Eric will be here with the update for that tonight and the blog because Andy and I are going to completely mail it in and take the rest of the day off. So until tomorrow's Training Camp Podcast, that's all for PFW.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.